Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The shortstop, Ed Crosby. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Haig. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Laron Lee. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a pop-up towards first. Haig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lee, who is chasing the ball. Shamsky reaches third base with a triple. Garrett goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Mets. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. One out. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Maxville reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Wise settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Cardinals, 1. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a pop-up towards third. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crosby for the out. 1 out. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 0 for 1 in the game. Haig strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a line drive into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0 for 1 in the game. McAndrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torre fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxville hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torre fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 0-for-2 in the game. Haig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-2 in the game. Torre hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haig moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shamsky. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Haig scores. Torre moves to third. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lee is walked intentionally. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxville hits a fly ball towards right. Shamsky catches it and throws to home to double up Torre. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Al Weiss. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Singleton pinch hits for Jim McAndrew. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Joe Foy now playing third base. Wayne Garrett now playing shortstop. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haig is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Jones reaches second base with a double. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 3 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field. Brock picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brock. Jones scores. Clendenin moves to second. It's Mets, 2, Cardinals, 2. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 3 in the game. Boswell is walked intentionally. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Danny Frisella now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Frisella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-4 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Agee moves to third. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a line drive towards short. Crosby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxville hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-4 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clendenon hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haig scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-4 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to second. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Danny Frisella. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grote scores. Foy moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. It's 3-2, Mets. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 5 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rich Fokker's now pitching. Carl Taylor pinch hits for Ed Crosby. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Joe Haig. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Herbel now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beauchamp moves to second. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 4 in the game. Cardinal hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beauchamp scores. There goes Torre trying to get to third. Jones throws the ball into Foy, who tags Torre for the out. It's Mets, 3, Cardinals, 3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Carl Taylor now playing first base. Milt Ramirez now playing shortstop. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garrett. The throw from Simmons, and Ramirez drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garrett tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-3, Mets. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Taylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shamsky for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clendenin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 4 in the game. Maxville bunts towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Boswell covering, for the out. Lee moves to second. One out. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Bob Gibson. Tug McGraw now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lee moves to third. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 5 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.